pray for what's happening in the world, around the world, a number of things that are going on. And we had something we were talking about a little bit last Friday night at our Friday night Bible study. And it's been in the news, of course, and that's the situation between Russia and the Ukraine. And what's happening right now, of course, if you've been following much of this in the news, a number of years ago during the Obama administration, Biden was vice president then, during the Obama administration, Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula. Now, the Crimean Peninsula, to give you a little bit of geography here, is located in the north-central portion of the Black Sea. The Black Sea is directly north of Turkey, and it's bordered by Turkey, the Central Asian Republic of Georgia. On the east, it's got Bulgaria, Romania, Moldova on the west, along with Turkey on the south and the Ukraine on the north, and Russia has some border with it on our coastline, I guess you could say, with the Black Sea on the northeast side. And what's interesting is that when Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from the Ukraine, they increased their presence in the Black Sea considerably. If you look on a map, you can see this. And right now, Russia, of course, has got a number of troops that they've moved into Belarus, which is on the north side of the Ukraine. And there were a number of ships that they had, transport ships, that had set sail from the northern ports of Russia, sailed out through the Barents Sea, the Norwegian Sea, down through the North Sea, through the English Channel, around through the Atlantic Ocean, and from the Atlantic Ocean through the Straits of Gibraltar into the Mediterranean Sea, and sailing from the Mediterranean Sea, supposed to be headed for the Aegean Sea, which is located between Greece and Turkey, and from there, where Istanbul is the Bosphorus, Straits of Bosphorus that go into the Black Sea. And supposedly, they're bringing all these troops, all this long distance. Look at a map sometime. It's an incredible distance. And when you look and you look at that distance, remember, Russia already has a presence on the Black Sea, and they've annexed the Crimean Peninsula. So why are they moving all these ships loaded with materials, equipment, munitions, men, all this long distance? And the thought kind of occurred as we were looking at this last Friday night, talking about this, that Putin is bringing these people through this area. They have a base on the Mediterranean, a port that they control in Syria, northern part of Syria. And I was thinking of what the Bible talks about in Ezekiel chapter 38, where it says, "And the word of the Lord," starting in verse 1, "the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Garmath, and of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them." And it continues on, and it talks about how Gog and Magog are drawn in to this invasion of Israel. Now, I'm not saying that we're about to see Ezekiel 38 play out, but it is rather interesting that with the Biden administration's abdication of a larger role in the Middle East, many of the Middle Eastern countries, Israel included, do not feel like they can trust the United States, that they cannot trust the Biden administration, and many of them, Israel included, are looking to Russia for trade, for protection, for a variety of things. And what if Putin was getting everybody to focus on the Ukraine, but his real goal was to do exactly what's described here in Ezekiel chapter 38 and move these troops that are already down near the western or eastern Mediterranean Sea, move them into place to where they would come into Syria and they would be able to move down from there into Israel? Because otherwise, why does he need to do all these ships and everything such a long distance to supply troops to the Crimean Peninsula? I mean, he can just move them by rail. He's doing that into Belarus. They've got a long border between the Ukraine and Russia, and they can move people from ships from the Russian mainland over to the Crimea Peninsula like they've done before. Why the ones going down there, if he's got a long game in plan in the works, it would seem interesting if he was trying to get everybody to focus their attention on Ukraine, when in reality, perhaps his main goal was down here in the Middle East. That's something to think about, at least. And just to remind you, we talked about these names here, Gog, Magog, Meshech, and Tubal. Gog is identified there. He says, set thy face against Gog, land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. So Gog is identified as the chief prince, the leader or head of Meshech and Tubal. And it appears to be a leader that arises out of Magog, and Gog is described as a chief prince. The word translated as chief comes from the Hebrew word rosh, which is really kind of interesting. It sounds a lot like Russia. And the Hebrew scholar Ksenius, who lived in the 1800s, late 1700s, early 1800s, Ksenius, in his Hebrew lexicon, listed Rosh as the name for Russia. So kind of interesting, makes you think. Magog, along with Meshech and Tubal, is very interesting as well. In Genesis chapter 2, we see that Magog's descendants, a son of Japheth, one of Noah's three sons, Magog's descendants migrated north of the Black and Caspian Seas and the Caucasus Mountains, settling in the northern regions of Central Asia. They became known as the Scythians, and of course, at the height, the Scythians controlled an area from the Ukraine in the west through Siberia in the east, north of Mongolia and Iran. So the land of Magog appears to represent what would be today Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. And then the descendants of Meshech, who also migrated north, appeared to have intermingled with the Scythians. They became known as the Moskai, later as the Moskovs. And Ksenius, again, as well as others, claimed that Moskai and Moskov are derived from Meshech, which is the root of the word of the capital of Russia, Moscow. Interesting, isn't it, when you look at this? And then, of course, Tubal's descendants migrated north, and they wound up in the area of the Central Asian Republic of Georgia, as well as up in southern and central Asia. The capital city of Georgia, Tbilisi, I'm trying to think it is, T-B-I-L-S-I, Tbilisi, is derived from Tubal. There's also the Tubal River, which flows there in Central Asia. I believe it comes down through Kazakhstan and then turns north and goes back up into Russia. And then there's the city of Tobolsk in Central Russia. And, of course, Tubal, the river, Tobolsk in Central Russia, are all derived from the name of Tubal. So we've got these groups there, Gog, Magog, Meshech, and Tubal, really points to some of these people there, Russia, Ukraine, Georgia, Kazakhstan, some of the areas around in there. There's other areas there, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya that are mentioned. I won't spend as much time on them. Persia, of course, is Iran. Ethiopia in Ezekiel's day would have been everything to the south of the upper cataracts of the Nile River, kind of where the Aswan Dam is today. That would be where Somalia, Ethiopia, Djibouti, places like that are today, Chad. And then Libya in Ezekiel's day was everything to the west of Egypt along the northern part of Africa. That would be Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, you know, areas like that. And then, of course, we had the other groups that was mentioned, Gomer and all his bands, with the house of Togarma, the north quarters and all his bands. And this is interesting, too, because when we look at Gomer, we look at a large group of people who initially settled in the area of Turkey and then spread further northwest into Central and Eastern Europe. And a lot of people consider the Germans to be the descendants of Gomer. And of course, they reached out into various parts of Scandinavian countries and things. And probably we could see them represented today by Germany, the Baltic countries, and Turkey, places like that. Of course, the Baltic countries would have been those ones that we talked about before, where you're looking at Romania, Moldova, places like that, Serbia, Bulgaria, places like that. And then, as we continue looking at these countries here, we've also got Togarma, which he was a son of Gomer in Genesis chapter 10. And Togarma and his descendants stayed largely where Turkey and Armenia is. And so the Turks and the Armenians, mostly on the south side of the Black Sea, would represent, that Turkey and Armenia would represent Togarma. And it's interesting how all of this is shaping up. You look at Germany in particular and some of these areas there. Russia is making them dependent on Russia for energy. And the Biden administration is very, very complicit in this, closing the Keystone Pipeline. Remember, Biden did that. One of his first executive orders early on was closing the Keystone Pipeline. And the United States went from being energy independent, actually one of the chief exporters of oil and natural gas in the world, and we've fallen from that position under the Biden administration. And then, of course, they gave permission for the pipeline that Russia wants in bringing natural gas into Germany and all. And so when you look at this, control of Ukraine is very important for the Russian plans, and supplying much of Eastern Europe with energy certainly makes them dependent on it, on Russia, and willing to be complicit with Russia. And that looks like that could be a way that Germany would not side with France and Britain and places like that, but instead would side with Russia during this coalition. Interestingly enough, Angela Merkel, the chancellor there in Germany, she came to power in East Germany as a communist apparatchik, a communist party member working in the East German, communist East German government during the Cold War, when Germany was divided into East and West Germany, East Germany being communist and West Germany being free and having a free and open society, a capitalistic economy. And then when Germany reunited, Merkel was able eventually to merge into the political system of the United Germany, as eventually making it to the top position. So kind of interesting, she was active in East German communist politics while Putin was serving in the old Soviet KGB security forces as a KGB colonel. And so they've got common ties, and it's just kind of interesting the way things are shaping up. Do I think that we're about to see the Ezekiel 38 battle take place? No, I do not, because there's another battle in Psalm 83 that I believe needs to take place before that, which will result in the destruction of Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Jordan, in these areas like this, as well as a portion of Iran. Well, that's a whole other area which we're not going to get into right at the moment because we are coming up on the bottom of the hour. I just wanted to share some of that, felt led to share some of that here this evening before we get to our callers. But you are listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.